Good morning, Your Honors, and may it please the Court. My name is Laura Foggin. I'm admitted by Pro Hac Vici as counsel for State Farm. This is an appeal from the District Court's denial of a motion by State Farm to intervene to address the scope and need for a protective order restricting access to use and retention of documents by State Farm, the automobile liability insurer of defendants Catalino and Ortiz in the tort claim below. Under Colorado Rule of Civil Procedure 24, State Farm sought to intervene both as a matter of right and by permissive intervention, and both were denied. State Farm was not permitted to be heard with respect to a protective order which specifically governs insurance claims personnel and which plaintiff asserted was needed because State Farm has at least one employee who knows the plaintiff and acquaintances of the plaintiff. Without allowing State Farm to intervene and be heard, the District Court entered a protective order which substantially impairs State Farm's access to, use of, and retention of confidential information, which is defined to include any extract, abstract, chart, summary, note, or copy made of a document designated as confidential. Provides that confidential information may only be used for purposes of this litigation, not for any business or other purpose whatsoever. Provides a variety of other restrictions, including that counsel shall retain custody of confidential information and any copies of confidential information during the pendency of litigation, and requiring the destruction or return of confidential information at the close of the litigation, except for limited provisions not applicable here. In short, the order severely restricts access to and use of broadly defined confidential information without balancing the interests of State Farm and the plaintiff's desire for near absolute privacy. The order imposes an added layer of restrictions beyond the protection afforded to every other Colorado insurance claimant under the Colorado Code regulations developed by the Division of Insurance. Division of Insurance Regulation 641, Section 17, which prohibits an insurer from disclosing claimant or consumer information except used for authorized insurance functions. And this was done without any showing of a special need for restrictions on insurers by the plaintiff Morrow and without any showing of any uniquely sensitive information, psychological records, or some other special circumstance, a rape victim record, or the like.
Counsel, let me just make sure I understand the scope of what's before us this morning. As I understand it, what we have is the court's ruling on your motion to intervene. And technically, the ruling ordering the confidentiality order is not before us directly. Now, I understand your argument. You want a chance to go back and argue your position before the court, but that ruling is not before us. Am I correct about that?
You're absolutely correct, Your Honor. This is solely on the motion to intervene. And under Rule 24, there are three elements necessary for intervention: that State Farm asserted an interest relating to the transactions at issue, and here State Farm unquestionably did. It asserted an interest in using materials for its business purposes, for insurance functions, for handling of claims, for compliance with insurance regulations, for a variety of important uses to which such information normally is used. Secondly, State Farm demonstrated that disposition of the protective order would directly impact those interests. In other words, what the court ruled would affect State Farm's ability to use that information in manners otherwise permitted by the insurance regulations. And thirdly, State Farm demonstrated that its interests are not adequately represented by the parties to the case. They're not adequately represented, obviously, by the plaintiff who opposes State Farm's position, or by the defendants, whose interest is different from and more limited than State Farm's interest. State Farm's interest goes to the use of documents for purposes other than the litigation itself, that is, for reinsurance, for adequate rate making, for a variety of purposes that are recognized insurance function under the Colorado insurance regulations. And those interests are not represented by any party in the underlying litigation.
How do you respond to the argument on the other side that says, well, it's State Farm's counsel that's representing these two defendants, so they should be aware of and attuned to whatever State Farm's interests are regarding the protective order?
Your Honor, the law is very clear that defense counsel retained to defend defendant in underlying tort litigation's duties run to that claimant and not to the insurer. Under Colorado law, the ethical obligations of the insurer are the insurer's defense counsel are to the defendants. And in the context of this case, the defendant's interest is in minimizing liability and settling the case. It's not in whether the insurer can retain documents for 2 years in order to comply with Colorado records retention obligations or to comply with Illinois records retention obligations that govern State Farm because it's its home jurisdiction, or to permit the use of that information for purposes beyond this particular litigation. And in fact, the protective order restricts the use of documents solely to this and its confidential information solely to this information. There's no question that the defense counsel was not their interests of the defendants are not identical to the interests of State Farm. And the test for adequacy of representation is whether the interests are identical or whether the interests of the purported intervener are represented by another proxy that acts on its behalf. For example, a government official who acts on behalf of the public. And in fact, the Colorado cases are quite clear. There's a Colorado case that involves an individual who sought to intervene in a class action settlement. And the court allowed the individual to intervene, notwithstanding the fact that there were class representatives, because that individual's interest differed from the class representatives. They did not have the same financial loss that the class representatives had with respect to the purported settlement. So if the interests are not identical, or if the representative does not have the same interest, then the adequacy of representation standard is met. It's clear that State Farm's interests in access to and retention of documents to meet regulatory standards and for insurance functions such as rate making, reserving, reinsurance, fraud fighting, all go beyond and are distinct from the interests of the defendants in the underlying litigation. Here, the plaintiff basically seeks to persuade the court that State Farm could not win on the merits or that there were various accommodations that could be made to address State Farm's interests. For example, the plaintiff suggests that redacted information might be used for other purposes. However, there is nothing in the underlying order that suggests that redacted information necessarily could be used. The order, as I mentioned, defines confidential information to include any copy, abstract, summary, extract, note based on confidential information. So the lack of clarity in the underlying order with respect to State Farm's interests itself raises questions of fundamental fairness and due process that could have been addressed had State Farm been allowed to intervene. We submit that the law is clear that the elements for intervention have been met, that State Farm plainly has an interest in a protective order which directly states that it governs claims handlers, claims personnel, and which was created because of a plaintiff's assertion of concern about privacy with respect to a State Farm employee, and that State Farm had a right to intervene.
Counsel, can I ask you about that? You say it's clear that intervention is proper under 24A, but originally didn't State Farm moved to intervene only on 24B, and does that matter?
Your Honor, State Farm moved on both grounds, both intervention as of right and permissive intervention. And with respect to permissive intervention, I think the fact that the underlying order targets State Farm directly in the sense that it addresses insurance claims personnel provides a unique circumstance that also supports permissive intervention. But the motion for leave was based on both intervention as of right and permissive intervention in the alternative. And in that regard, we do believe strongly that the basis for intervention as of right have been met. I would like to reserve my remaining time for rebuttal, Your Honor, if I may, and we'll hear from opposing counsel.
You may.
Thank you.
James Crochel, attorney registration number 7438. Let me begin by stating one thing that State Farm continues to state in their brief, and that is that this order sought to target them. There were three insurance companies, two of which did not object to this order, one of which, in fact, stipulated to a confidentiality agreement. Only State Farm opposed the agreement and sought to intervene. The purpose of this protective order is to ensure that confidential information is not disclosed and is not made available outside the needs of the case. And it's well recognized by the United States Supreme Court and the Colorado Supreme Court that that is a proper function for the trial court.
But isn't that that policy and those issues go to the merits of whether there should be a confidentiality order, not to who should be arguing about the terms of the confidentiality order?
In part, it goes to the fact that State Farm says other people weren't there to protect their interests. And actually, which is one of the three elements for mandatory intervention under 24A. And there were other parties in the lawsuit to protect their interests. They argue basically a few different interests. One is the adequacy of the claims adjusting process. Well, that's going to be protected by their policyholder and the policyholder's attorney who wants to make sure that this claim is paid. They argue that they have an incentive to prevent fraud. That's going to be argued by the defendants in the case. They don't want fraud.
Why is that going to be argued by the defendants in terms of protecting fraud through the whole claims process? Kind of on a uniform basis. Why would the defendants care about that?
Well, because if we are attempting to defraud, the only way a plaintiff could defraud State Farm is to defraud the named defendants. Who are the real parties in interest in the case, well recognized under Colorado law? We would have to defraud them. They would have to raise the issue that this was not a meritorious claim, that it was frivolous and groundless, that there was some kind of collusion going on. The same parties have an interest in the First Amendment right. I mean, the State Farm's First Amendment right, which they argue needs to be protected, is protected by the defendants in the case. The payment of Medicare, Medicaid liens, the plaintiffs have an incentive to do that because we also would suffer a penalty from Medicare or Medicaid if there were liens and if they weren't paid.
How about the record keeping part of this? I mean, I don't know the merits of that or not, but State Farm says we're under certain obligations, and at least the current terms of the protective order puts excessive burdens on us. That may be right or wrong, but why would anybody else in the litigation care about that?
Well, it's protected in two ways. State Farm's counsel protected them by requiring an order, which they can use vis-a-vis a state insurance commissioner as to why they did not have to protect these records.
How do we know that?
How do we know they can use the order?
On this record, how do we know what State Farm can do vis-a-vis the insurance commissioner unless they're allowed to go in and make an argument about
that? Well, State Farm says we couldn't keep records in this claims file. They have a court order saying this controlled the keeping of records or the maintaining of records in the claims file. American Family, in this case, doesn't have has that order now, but they didn't have that order before because they didn't object to a confidentiality agreement. So State Farm actually is protected vis-a-vis the state regulators by their counsel seeking a court order. They also are protected by the fact that their counsel, who has a risk of being sued for malpractice, has to keep records during the statute of limitations that would run any claim against him. And he has an incentive to appeal those records. So their interest in all of those regards is protected. With the state insurance regulation, the interest is protected by getting and obtaining a court order.
Let me ask a question. Just from a practical standpoint, why does the plaintiff care about this? if all that's involved is going down for one hearing and re-arguing this, and the plaintiff may still win. I'm trying to grapple with why the plaintiff cares about this.
Why does State Farm care about it? Plaintiffs have to deal with State Farm on a regular basis, and they're going to seek to intervene in every case or to restrict the use of confidential information in every case. And just like insurance companies, people who represent plaintiffs have an incentive of having a court rule which will restrict access and use of those records. Big Brother is here, and Big Brother comes in the name of corporate America, who keeps records on everyone. Now, State Farm argues that these records are protected, medical records, under 641 of the Colorado regulations. That does not protect these records. That section of the regulations only protects consumers' medical records, and that would be somebody applying for insurance with State Farm or a State Farm policyholder. So the reason we want these records protected is so they aren't out in the general public. They aren't public information, because sometimes these records include very confidential information, which the trial court has ruled the defendants may have a right to look at. But the Supreme Court in the state, in fact, has massive regulations on public access to court documents. I, as a lawyer, may want to know what a doctor who I'm suing for malpractice is worth, but the Supreme Court limits my ability to go into his divorce file and find his net worth, because that's not relevant, or that information is protected. So the reason we have an incentive is for exactly the same reason State Farm has an incentive, and that is that insurance companies, well, I guess we could go the other way. If State Farm really is interested, I guess they could support a direct cause of action statute in Colorado, and then they could be involved in every case. But the point here is this raises the cost of litigation. It raises the risk that this information is going to be disclosed and used for inappropriate purposes. And you know, the argument of State Farm is interesting. If you listen to their argument, it would allow them to intervene in every personal injury case, not just a State Farm case. Because if they need this data for rate setting and to prevent fraud and to do this and to do that, it becomes an argument that they shouldn't be involved in every personal injury case.
Well, I don't hear them making that argument in this case, counsel, and I don't hear them making anything that sounds like that. They're saying that they're entitled to intervene in this case for the purposes of their own regulatory information with respect to this insured, to this case. Am I missing something? What am I missing?
Well, I guess I believe you are missing something, and that is, I think their argument is the reason we need to intervene is to get this information for our personal or for uses that we want. Additionally, if they're allowed to intervene, it would seem to me that an appropriate party in interest in every one of these cases is going to be the State Insurance Commissioner. Under Rule 19, it's going to have to be mandatory joinder on every confidentiality order that would affect State Farm's ability to to use this information.
But that's not before us either, is it?
That isn't before you. The question is, I think the real questions here are, is this, as I indicate in my brief, are they the real party in interest, and is this the purpose of intervention? Do they have a substantial interest in the lawsuit, which is a tort claim? At the best, they have an interest in a contract claim.
Arguing is they have an interest with respect to this protective order. Why do they not have an interest with respect to this protective order, at least to talk to the trial court and say what their interest is and whether they ought to be protected or not?
Well, I think, first of all, they don't have an interest in the protective order, number one.
Well, it affects them, doesn't it? How?
I don't believe it does affect them, or I believe their interest can adequately be protected.
How can it not affect them if it says that it can't access these records or retain them and it has to destroy them? How does that not affect them?
Well, their argument is it affects them because they're in violation of state insurance regulations, and that's the reason and that they're entitled to it under state insurance regulations. It's our posture, number one, that...
Well, what about the requirements that they destroy the records or not retain them? Doesn't that affect them?
Well, their counsel can retain those records for up to 2 years. He also has the ability to appeal this order to say if the court's order requiring the destruction of the records is inappropriate.
He doesn't have the ability to appeal it on behalf of State Farm.
No, but he has the ability to appeal it on his own behalf, and Colorado has two reasons why he may choose to appeal it. One is there's a potential claim against him, and number two, the state has regulations with regard to attorneys keeping files and records.
Well, but what about the files and records that aren't in his possession, but they're in State Farm's possession? I mean, somebody else, an insurance adjuster has these files, or somebody else in State Farm's corporate enterprise has these files, and the attorney says, I don't have, they're not mine. I mean, how is State Farm going to appeal that?
They can't appeal that. They can only their attorney can appeal, and the attorney retained by them can appeal duty to keep the records.
But in this case, he's not their attorney.
Well, he is and he isn't. I mean, I understand in the world of Colorado ethics, he is not. But it's interesting that independent counsel did not raise this argument, and no counsel for farmers raised this argument. The only argument that was raised that said State Farm needs to be here to protect their interests is by a State Farm employee. So, I mean, when we get to the real world, I think he does have divided interests. You didn't, as I said, no other counsel did that. And I think the issue here goes to this identity. I mean, the issue in the case is not an issue of medical records. This case is different than other intervention cases where we have an EPA regulation or some kind of government regulation that's going to affect thousands of people or a class action. This is a private lawsuit between two parties, which the Colorado Supreme Court has said State Farm is not a real party in interest in this case, nor is American Family, nor is Farmers. They have no interest in this case. They're not real parties in interest. They're only paying for an attorney.
Did the Colorado Supreme Court say that in the context of the kind of issue that's before us now?
Well, no, they just said that in general, that they are not the real party in interest. The second thing, the only interest State Farm has in this underlying case or the tort claim is a contractual interest to provide a defense to their clients, which they can't show is being impeded by this, and to pay the claim. That is their duties and obligations that are at risk in this lawsuit, not some regulatory issue. And so if we look strictly at the confines of the lawsuit, what are the interests involved in this lawsuit? The interest in this lawsuit is, was my client damaged? Who caused the damages? And what are the damages? The interest involved in this lawsuit does not concern State Farm's regulation and use of this information. Now, if this were a different kind of case where we were bringing a class action case against State Farm or against another insurance company for abuse of this information, State Farm would have a right to intervene because that's the subject matter of the case. In this case, the subject matter is a private action between private individuals who State Farm has no interest in whether the tort was committed, the causation, the damages. Their only interest is a duty to defend under a contract and paying a claim if they have to defend. And therefore, they don't have a real substantive interest in this underlying litigation. And that interest isn't adversely affected by the trial court's ruling. And to the extent that they have concerns, those concerns have been taken care of by other counsel, concerns of fraud, concerns of First Amendment rights, concerns of keeping these records, concerns about paying Medicare and Medicaid, concerns about complying with state insurance commissioner regulations because counsel required an order that we believe trumps any state insurance commission regulation, if in fact those regulations are even applicable. And we don't know that they are applicable. In fact, the regulation they keep citing on privacy doesn't deal with third-party claims, so there's no protection there. And the regulation they cite with regard to claims handling doesn't mention medical records or financial records.
Why isn't that an argument that could be made on the merits of whether changes, deletions, whatever, have to be made to this protective order? Let them make that in front of the judge, and he can say, I don't buy your argument.
Well, that is an argument that could be made there, but it's also their justification for intervening. That is their substantial right that they say is not being protected. And if the right is protected, they don't have a right to intervene or be here.
Thank you, counsel.
Your Honor, I have 4 points to make in rebuttal. First of all, the case law is quite clear that State Farm's interest need not be with respect to the tort claim. An intervener process is precisely what is authorized for a party that seeks access to documents. And the case law is replete with findings that intervention is permitted precisely in this context where the terms or scope or need for a protective order is being challenged by a third party, not party to the litigation. In that regard, the purposes of Rule 24 intervention are broad, and the Colorado Supreme Court has made clear that the purposes are to see if there is a practical impact on the intervener. And here, there is no question that there is a practical impact. Consider, for example, the protective order's requirement that documents be kept in counsel's offices, so that the only way State Farm could review them would be to travel to counsel's offices. That burdens State Farm. That is an interest. It has a practical impact on how this claim is handled when otherwise claims are handled through electronic processes that are much more efficient, allow for prompt handling of claims, consistent with Colorado law. Secondly, this argument is a precise example of exactly why State Farm should have been heard in the court below and exactly why this court should ensure that there's a meaningful opportunity to participate. Counsel has argued that the privacy regulation in Colorado law, section 17, somehow does not reach his client, and that is flatly incorrect. Division of Insurance Regulation 641, section 17, reaches a consumer or customer's medical information. And in that regard, the general provisions in Article 1, Section 4 of that regulation define consumer to include an individual who is a claimant under an insurance policy issued by the licensee. There is no question that the interests are governed by the Division of Insurance regulations controlling State Farm's conduct. And had State Farm been present in the court below, State Farm could have brought that forward to the court and ensured that the court was informed about the operation of fairly technical insurance regulations that do govern the insurer's conduct here. And the fact that they govern the insurance conduct here goes directly to what is at stake. And that is, under Rule 26, the standards for issuance of the protective order, the trial court and the constitutionality of the court's authority to issue a protective order is based on the balancing of interests, the extent of the plaintiff's interest in confidentiality, which is ameliorated by the fact that there are regulations concerning what insurers can do with private medical information, Regulation 641, which State Farm would have put forward to the court, and the extent of the burden on State Farm, which State Farm and its counsel was best equipped to present to the trial court and should have been allowed to be heard on. Your Honor made a point which is a critical point. We are only addressing the right to be heard, the ability to intervene at this time. And the Colorado cases again and again have said the question is not whether State Farm would prevail on the merits, although we submit there are reasons why the limitations should not have been entered as they were. It simply has State Farm shown that there's a practical effect on its operations such that it should have had the opportunity to be heard in the trial court. And we submit it's clear that it did. And in that regard, picking up some of the examples that were used by opposing counsel, with respect to fraud, the interests of the defendants in combating fraud are not the same as the interests of the insurer in combating fraud. And it's not a question of asserting that the plaintiffs in this case necessarily are presenting fraudulent claims. That's not what the fraud-fighting interest is about. By and large, fraud is caused by medical providers who are improperly billing and utilizing the insurance system. And it's through records, a series of records, of many individual claimants that insurers are able to and required by Colorado law to ferret out insurance fraud. And that interest in maintaining those records is a clear interest under the statute, under the regulatory system, and for the business functions of State Farm. Similarly, with respect to the payment of Medicare and Medicaid, there is Medicare reporting required under Section 111 of the federal law now. That requires an insurer to report in instances where Medicare may be at stake, a detailed amount of information that includes ICD-9 and now ICD-10 diagnosis codes, which are taken from medical records. There is a system that State Farm used, an electronic database, that maintains that information for purposes of reporting. This would burden that system and force
Thank you, Counsel. Your time has expired.
Thank you.
I want to thank both counsel for your arguments. The case will stand submitted and we'll issue an opinion in due course.